Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We got a treat again. We got Carol Ann back. I'm going to bring her on and we'll start doing readings. Whoops.
Hi there.
Hi, Carol Ann. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you.
Welcome back. We got quite a few people in the queue.
Oh, great.
You ready to get started?
Sure. Looking forward
okay.
to it.
212.
Hello. Hi, Kelly Jo. This is Bryn from New York City calling. Hi.
What?
So, hi, Carol Ann. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi there. So, I have a kind of difficult, serious subject to talk about. I feel I've been... It's almost like it's starting to peek out in me, into my consciousness, a traumatic event that occurred, and it was a physical, I didn't get a concussion, but I fell onto a subway track when I was...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
When I was younger, in my 20s. And I'll just make it short so I don't explain a lot. But then... So as soon as my head hit the rail, I got up onto the platform. I was able to get myself up the platform. I was with my sister, and we went home, and I started feeling, I want to say, a psychosis or psychotic. Like, I felt I was going to lose control, and I felt, you know, we live on the 18th floor, and I looked at the porch door. I thought I could jump out, and I was terrified. So I went to sleep that night, and it was hard getting to sleep, but then all that trauma had subsided. Now, I don't think it subsided. It's just my mind, as a mind of all people, constructs a protective shield over some things like that. And I didn't have a concussion. I had a little ear imbalance. But lately, I'll be walking on the street or I'll be in my room and I'll start feeling this, like almost like a switch goes on because I feel I'm starting to open up lately and I feel this terror. I feel this, like my mind is going, like my mind is breaking. So my question is, am I reading this right? And or if I am, do you feel that there's a therapy that I can help to release this? The thing is, I've heard of like if you try to re-experiencing thing, you can re-traumatize yourself. But I feel like it's kind of peeking out of me at times where I start feeling this kind of like psychotic break, I want to say, that I felt in, when I was in my 20s. I'm 66 years old now. And I just want to know, am I reading this right? Is this what I'm experiencing? And if so, do you feel I can find a therapist or some way of getting through this? Because this has blocked me all my life. I've held it into my stomach. I know the location of the feeling of where in my body it it has abided, and it feels like in the pit of my stomach, and the past, like today, it's been peeking out, and I get almost like a tear in my eyes, like shock, like trauma in my eyes, and it's hard for me to be outside. Anyway, that's that's my thing.
Go ahead, Carolyn. But number one, we aren't doctors, so
I know that. Yeah,
you know.
You know what I was thinking? I was going to ask Kelly Jo. I do feel that medical psychiatric would help you, you know, a therapist, which is a psychiatrist. And also,
right.
I was going to ask Kelly Jo if she felt there was an attachment of some sort there. You know, trauma can cause a lot of things, is my impression. And that it may have caused this. But there may be also an attachment, a spirit attachment as well, that happens, you know, when the aura breaks or if there's a traumatic event. So both things could be going on. What do you think, Kelly Jo?
I agree with you, yes.
Yeah.
So
no,
I would
seek psychiatric help, too.
Yes, I would recommend.
Well, do you think I'll be able to get through this? I mean, because this has blocked me all my life from my spiritual path, you know?
Why'd you wait so long? It's the question that Spirit is asking me to ask you. Why'd you wait so long?
Well, because I haven't felt it up until now.
Oh, okay.
I've been buried, and now it's coming.
You needed, you needed help a long time ago. So I think you're going to get the help that you need, and I'm glad for you.
I hope you're right, because it's a difficult thing for me.
I'd imagine it is.
Because I feel like it stopped my life, you know, from going forward in many ways, and I do feel I'm a gifted person. You know, I have abilities and creativity, but it's somehow I took a wrong turn in my life, you know, and now I'm 66. And
you're never too late to start again, Bryn.
No.
All right.
And
good luck to you.
To help you, and that'll be a good thing.
Do you think I'll be safe in releasing this? Like how do you feel I'm going to release this? Do you have any insight? I don't know if you have it.
Pray for the right help.
The what?
You have to pray for the right help, and you'll find someone. You'll find someone in the spiritual realm, and you'll find someone on the physical realm.
To help you.
To help you,
All right. Thank you.
Good luck to you, Bryn.
Thanks for your time. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, 904. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hey.
What's your name? What's your question?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
My question is, I have filled out several applications. I've been to a few interviews. Do you see me not only getting a job, but getting the job with the benefits, the whole shebang, you know, the
told
everything,
you that.
The package?
Told you that last time, yes.
The last time you told me I'd be getting interviews, I've gotten the interviews and stuff, but I've gotten the offer, but it's not where I want to be, and I just don't want to get stuck with just working a job but not doing my full potential, you know?
Well, I see you getting a job in, management, and you're going to have benefits, and you're going to be head over people and training people. So, and it feels like maybe the third application will be the best one.
Okay.
Go ahead, Caroline.
I don't know how to phrase this. Let me see if I can phrase this correctly. Stacy, do you have a feeling, a lack of confidence in your physical appearance for some reason?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Because I was kind of feeling that you were a little bit concerned about that, and I just wanted to say to you, don't be. because your personality and makes you, you know, you just shine beautifully. And I also wanted to say to you, you know, sometimes it's more than one step to get to management. Maybe years ago it was easier to get these jobs where you just walk in and make a great salary and you're in charge of people. For some reason, you may have to take more than one step to get to that. So have patience with yourself and with the process.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's like climbing up the mountains. Yes.
Okay. Well, you have patience with yourself, okay, because you're going to shine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
How did they get a hold of you, Carol Ann?
Oh, my website is carolannecarey.com, CarolannCarey. And my latest show, I have a show on Thursday evening, Goldilocks Productions, on YouTube and Rumble. And the latest show is on the website. You can see that. And my blog is on there under the Lighthouse blog. And do crystal ball predictions and readings and everything. So I hope that you will check it out. Let me be your soul connection.
Me, you can get a hold of me, KellyJoePsychic.com, 561-333-5367. Okay, 206. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, lady. Thank you for taking my call. It's always a pleasure to be a part of your show, Kelly Jo. Hi,
Caroline.
Thank you. My questions, oh, Lord, I have so much going on, so I would just ask if my spirit guides have any specific messages for me related to my self-contracting work, assignments, and perhaps love, if I may ask, too. Thank you, sweet. Thank you.
You need to ask one question, sweetie.
Okay. Well, any specific messages?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
And I'm sorry, can you repeat your name?
Patricia.
Oh, Patricia. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Patricia, yeah, I have a message for you. Let's see. No, I have these beautiful swans here for you, and I don't know why I'm getting that. It's a very peaceful feeling, these beautiful white swans going across the lake. And I have a feeling that if anything rattles your cage, go back to the picture that you have in your mind that gives you a lot of serenity and peace, something like a picture of the swans or something in your life. I also feel that they're talking about you being on a beach as a kid, with a sand shovel and something, maybe with a little brother or something. Maybe there was something there. There's a concern there with family, something like that. Maybe a little cousin, a little brother, something like that. There's something kind of like a soul connection there. Not sure what that is. But you are doing, we don't all have to do great things. Sometimes we just do the little things, and that is our soul purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I also feel
Twin
a book
brother.
As well. I don't know if you're considering about writing a book. So
I do a lot of writing, note-taking, and starting a journal. Thank you for
Good.
That, Caroline.
You're welcome.
And I'm hearing that you're exactly where you should be. You aren't to the left, you aren't to the right, you're where you should be.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly Jo. I
you're
love
welcome.
You, ladies. Thank you so much for the messages.
You're
many
welcome.
Blessings. Thank
you're welcome.
You.
520. Hi, 520.
Yay!
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
I got it. Yay. Lisa from Arizona.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you. I have a question on this individual that had been calling. It blocked call, and I answered it because people I personally know have blocked calls. And anyway, they asked me my name. They said, are you? And they gave my first name, my middle name, my last name. And I said, yes. And they asked me twice, and I said, yes. And they said that they had papers that they wanted me to meet them to sign for those papers, so they could deliver the papers to me. And then they gave me an 800 number to call, and they said I needed to call the 800 number. And I said, you know, first I asked them, are you a scam caller? Which was kind of a dumb question, I guess. And then
no, it's
I
not
long
a dumb
call.
People get scammed all the time.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to call the police. And I did. And they left a message saying the same information. And then they called two different relatives of mine that live in other cities and gave them the same information. And then they called someone else I hadn't talked to, like, in 20 years, a former in-law of my, one of my relatives. Are they, because I had someone that passed recently. Is someone trying, is this legitimate? Is someone trying to find me, or is it
yeah.
a scam?
I think that they're trying to find you. You could always ask them who's the lawyer trying to contact you.
I did. I did ask him. I asked, he gave me the name of a company's name, and I called my lawyer, and I called the police. And my lawyer said if they really want to reach you, they'll send a certified letter to you.
Right.
The guy was asked, he had old, outdated information about me. So I did call the number, and it said the name, and then it said, and associates. So it is a legitimate call, then.
Yeah, it feels like. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's legitimate. They are looking for, I want to say something about a lien or something like that, like a financial lien or a testimony about something. Taxes, lien, financial. That's what I guess. You can answer it or not answer it. You know.
I'm all caught up. I don't have anything negative.
Well, it might be something like that.
Is it?
And I feel like it might be a lawyer trying to contact you because it was a relative that died.
I see. Okay.
So. You know, you might be in the will, you know.
Well, okay. I'll call them and find out. They're just, they have a crappy way of trying to track. I'm easy to figure out where I am. I'm very transparent. So they have some really outdated information. But okay, I'll call them back and see what's up.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay. All right. I'll do that, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, you get some different questions on Blog Talk, don't you?
Yeah, we are. We're getting all kinds. uh, 919, you go first.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, 919.
Hi,
what's your name? Where you're from?
My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia.
And what's
and
your
my
question?
My question is regarding career and finances. I'm just wondering, do you see something for my grades in high school actually coming through soon? I'm applying. Interviews have kind of slowed down, but I am definitely applying.
I'm surprised they haven't grabbed you up already.
I really am.
Do you have any interest in the medical profession at all?
Yes.
Or have you worked medical?
I have worked medical. I do legal, but it's been in the medical field.
Okay. Because I feel like you have a choice. You have a crossroads here. You have a choice. And although you might enjoy medical, I think legal pays more from my own personal experience.
Yes. And I have, I do contract work, and if my experience has been contract legal work within the healthcare industry, but because of that, I think I could do legal anywhere. I could do more legal anywhere, but just trying to get my foot, get back into work and get something that's actually for my greatest and highest good coming through.
Yeah, I do see this, and I do feel, I actually feel it's illegal. It might be private practice or maybe somebody who deals with hospital administration or something like that.
Oh, great,
and,
great.
So I see what I'm seeing is an office, very contemporary office. I see a dark-skinned
mm-hmm.
man and maybe a Hispanic lady, and both them are, like, interviewing or something. They're going to love you.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
I think you have very good references, so I think it's going to go pretty well. I definitely feel
excellent.
That by January 2023, you'll be turning a page. I think you'll be in something by
okay.
then, before that, and you'll be turning a page as far as money and everything. So, what do you get,
oh,
Kelly
that's
Jo?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm seeing like a huge, well-known cancer center hospital.
Wow.
Okay.
And you're full admin for it. You have your own office. You have a placard on the
yeah.
door, a placard on the desk. And
wow. There's one there's one in my town. Well, near my state. Yeah. Okay.
You are going to have to get business attire.
Yes.
No, you're going to have to
okay.
do the lady trousers. You're going to have to do the lady blazer, the lady skirts. You know, comfortable shoes. You're gonna be walking.
Okay, that's perfect.
I'm walking.
That's fine. I don't mind. Okay.
Well, that's what I see.
And
there you go.
There is a cancer center in my state, so perfect. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good luck to you.
Anyway,
okay.
Bye-bye.
203. Hello,
good
203.
Evening,
lady.
Hi,
what's
good
What's your
evening,
name,
lady.
Where you're from, and what's your question?
It's Pat in Connecticut. I've been going to this physical therapy company on and off for years, and they're all terrific, except for past couple of months, a new physical therapy guy has been assigned to me. I think he's just out of school, maybe. Anyway. Today I told him that a couple of things happened with him that left me uncomfortable and that I would like to switch and go back to the owner or someone else. I did not tell the owner. The owner did come and work with me. He did not ask me anything. I don't know what this guy told the owner, but I left it up to him. And first of all, I'm wondering, was my intuition right that he was sort of untoward to me, and do I need to tell the owner
that he was unkind to you?
No, untoward. He was. He made me feel uncomfortable physically by a comment he made, and also physically, I felt that where he was massaging my leg got a little inappropriate, and that could have been my, you know, imagination. But what he did tell me, the compliment he gave me, I did not think was proper.
Well,
I think he's just nervous.
Yeah.
He's just nervous?
No, I don't think he meant to be untoward to you. I think he was just nervous.
Okay.
And I think he's very inexperienced. He may have the, you know, the physical procedures correct, but he needs to learn about his professional persona, and he's not
right.
there yet. Okay?
Okay. do I just leave it, or do... Okay, so I don't really need to tell the boss then.
You can if you want. If you want to switch, you can switch. He'll finally grow up.
No.
He's kind of goofy.
No, I did switch, but I just thought,
okay.
you know, if he was inappropriate, did I need to tell the boss or just let it go?
No, I think he's just being goofy.
Yeah,
go
he
ahead,
didn't
Kelly
do
Jo.
It on purpose.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You know, okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. 856. Hi, 856.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Rosemaria from New Jersey.
And what's your question?
I have a quick question. I have a friend I'm trying to get into business with, and I'm wondering if they're going to communicate with me and so I can start relocating and start going towards there, to a different country.
Well, you're going to have to do it. Wait, Carolyn, you're supposed to go first this time. Sorry.
Oh. Why do I get Disney with you, Rosemary? Is she still there?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I think you're going to get something, but I don't know if you're going to like it. I'm not real thrilled with the friend thing. Go ahead, Kelly Jo. I think there's something better.
Yeah, I see you breaking out with another person that's more educated and more has had an established business. It isn't the friend that you're thinking of.
He already has an established business.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Uh-huh.
What kind of business is it? Or
demolition
what kind
and
of
mechanic
industry is it?
Cars. Cars.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Fixing cars.
Uh-huh.
And we demolish.
Can he afford you? I think there's something better. I'm going to put it that way. If he can afford you, great. At least you got your foot in the door. If it doesn't work out, you can go somewhere else. But I feel there's something with more money for you. That's where I would leave it. I think there's something with more money. Go ahead, Kelly Jo.
I'm seeing you with a female partner.
A female?
And it isn't,
okay.
Isn't cars. I see something different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I want to go into, but not with the female. She's out of the question.
Okay. Well,
you don't know this
else.
Person yet, and you're going to be with somebody who is a female, and you're going to do really good in business, and they'll have like some kind of a franchise. You know, it's more than three places.
Wow. Good. That's good news. Good luck to you.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's see. 727. Whoops. Hi, 727. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, Kelly Jo and Carol Ann. This is Jill from Florida.
Hi, what's your question?
I don't have an exciting, weird question like the rest of them. I was just wondering what you saw coming up for me in the next month. Carol Ann took the words right out of my mouth when she said you had crazy stuff.
I see a car trip for you. That's coming up within the next 3 weeks. You're also, are you thinking about buying a strip of land?
Not until we retire.
Okay,
but
there's something to come up where you're going to be looking at a blank piece of land.
Okay.
That's coming up real soon.
Well, when you say it, it usually does, so we'll see.
And then I also see something about making money. So it might be an investment that'll come in or something as such. So there's like a surprise on that. And then you got grandkids, right?
No.
You don't have any? Well, you got a nephew or something? There's like a younger boy coming to visit. So I have no idea who this is.
I have no idea either.
All right. But there's like a younger boy that you've impacted. He's like in his 20s. I have no idea who this is. Go ahead, Carol Ann.
You know, I get a baseball game. Something about attending a baseball game or being around
a
stadium.
That's so funny, Carol Ann. We just attended a Rays game yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. And I also get a celebration of some sort hosting, you know, you hosting as you usually do. I feel a celebration, maybe an anniversary. for somebody, either yourselves or for someone else. You're hosting a party. And I also think about trips in the future. You're sort of making a bucket list of things that you'd like to do. And some place has a mountain. And I almost feel like either Georgia or Italy or something like that. There's something like either Stone Mountain, Georgia, or someplace in Italy, something like that. There's something that's mountainous there. And so I see like a quick flight. I also see like a small plane, like a tour plane, like a charter plane. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. So that's what I see. And I see a lot of putting your toes in the sand. That's what I see.
Okay, very interesting. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
954. Hi, 954.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hey, it's Rosemary. I am from Florida, and I just have a quick question. A couple of years ago, I had seen some kind of strange shadow in my dining room. It really shook me, the shape of it and all that. I told my son about that. We kind of chuckled, not knowing, you know, if it was my mom or a visitor or whatever. Since that time, in the past month, I have had two visitors that have come over telling me that they see shadows in my dining room. I'm just wondering, do I have somebody that hangs out?
Yep. Go ahead, Carolyn. Yep.
Ooh, tell me. We've had several people that have passed.
Let Carolyn talk first.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's attached to the property. It's not a relative.
Shit.
And I feel as
That's
if...
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, I think it's... this is up Kelly Joe's street more than mine, but my feeling... I'm an amateur at that compared to Kelly Joe, is it is attached to the building or the property. And I don't think they're harmful. I think they're just curious. But that's my impression. Let's let Kelly Joe give her take on it.
Okay. That was my first thought, I swear to you.
It's definitely a male. He's from the late 1800s. Sometimes you'll see him with a hat and sometimes not. He's not harmful. He's just attached to the land. He's land ghost.
Yeah.
Okay. And the funny thing is, he's only in the dining room. I will turn off the lights, and out of the corner of my eye, I can see the shadow. But it's only
but
in
yeah.
the dining room. It's like...
That's where his barn used to be, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you think we're okay. I mean, you don't, it's just my son and I that live here. He's an adult. You don't think I need to do anything to make him go away?
You can tell him he's passed on, go to light of God, the white light of God, you know, that his family's waiting for him over on the other side.
Okay. So it's not my mom, huh?
No.
I was kind of hoping it was my mom. Like I've been
no, it wouldn't be
it's
a shadow.
Years.
It wouldn't
no.
be a shadow like that.
Okay,
no,
yeah. These are shadows. These are shadows for sure.
Yeah.
And the fact
yeah.
that two other people that I had never told that story to
yeah.
were sitting on the couch and were like, oh, my gosh, there is something in your dining room. I said, yeah, I know. It's there all the time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Thank you so much for that information. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay. And one more, Ed. Okay. Hi, Ed.
You must love me.
We love you. Go ahead. Ask Carol Ann what you want to know.
Well, the only thing I can think of right now is I'm working on my medical with my insurance, getting everything straight, trying to figure out what amounts I paid out as to what I actually owe, since I'm being charged on stuff that I know I paid. And my clinical nurse is going to help me with, supposedly going to get this straightened out for me.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Ed.
Ed, okay. yeah, she's a good negotiator. She's going to navigate through this for you.
It is.
I feel like there's a plus there. I feel like you're owed money.
It is quite possible.
Okay, so that's what I feel like.
I paid, on some of the visits, I paid several hundred dollars.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not $1 million, but I feel that you are owed money.
Hey, every dollar will help.
That's right.
I will not reject it. Trust me.
What do you get, Kelly Jo?
I see that it'll get straightened out within 4. So it's either 4 days or 4 weeks, but it's not 4 months.
Oh, cool.
That's
faster than I figured.
Because I'm seeing a giant floor in concrete sitting in the middle of the floor, so.
Maybe that's my actual age.
But there you go.
Okay, that's the only thing that's really weighing on me right now is this. Because that and a sinus infection, which is giving me a hard time with this, because I don't like moving my head.
Ouch.
It hurts way too much.
Yeah, I say
I
ouch.
Hope you feel better.
Hope you feel better.
Yeah,
have a good night. Thank you.
Oh, you do too. Thank you both, and it's always fun to hear you two on the phone.
Thank you.
I do. I love listening to you two.
Thank you very
much. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank you for being here, Miss Carol Ann. And
oh, you're welcome.
We'll see everybody in the future. Thank you.
Good night now.